Yes, people. Welcome to the Property Strategies Podcast.
I don't give girl flowers. I'll give you good wood, though. If you want me all for yourself, then darling, you probably should go. There's no way I'ma stand in the rain. I can still make you say my name, say my name, say my name. Life without me might drive you insane.
Welcome to the Property Strategies Podcast. We're your favourite guys, Gokes in the building. Who else we got in the building?
Your boy Kenny's here too. Your boy, boy from London.
Jeez.
Drove up here.
We're recording in Birmingham today.
Come on, your boy AK in the building.
Bruh, it's the AK
team. Took me 2 hours, 45 minutes.
AK,
man. I don't know how that calls you AK.
That's how I said it.
AK. Boy, AK, AK Alpha. The guy, you know.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, some call him AK still, man.
Somebody really calls you AK.
It really gets me mad when I hear it as well.
AK from Austria, mad.
Hey, come on.
What are you saying, lads? It's early doors today.
It is, man. 6 a.m. in the studio.
6 a.m. in the studio, you know. We got a busy day ahead of us today.
Yeah, we have.
All in the name of getting the content out there, you know.
Just
right?
To help our people.
Our people, that's what we do. You know that. That's what you do. How's your week been, lads?
My week's been pretty dry. Pretty dry, which is a good thing for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet, so it's given me time to do other things. Mm. Basically. Mm. So I was very grateful for it.
Mm. Do you know something I learned recently? I started doing recently, actually.
Yeah, what's that?
Driving in silence.
Me too.
Swear down.
Seriously. Half of the journey up here was in silence.
Brother, you know the ideas that come to your head?
Hey.
Really?
I swear, because I like to listen to podcasts, music,
when I drive normally,
but sometimes I just switch off here. I swear down, I get ideas. I'm like,
ideas worth millions, right?
Hello?
That's a good tip.
Trust me.
I haven't done that.
So, like, trust me, man. Just drive in silence, man. God will just drop something into your mind.
Amen.
Like,
amen.
You, man.
I receive it.
If you don't try that, try that, man. You get some mad ideas.
Yeah, man.
And then if you do get ideas, make sure you're at us and tell us to get me.
Get my cut.
Yeah, exactly. You're my cut of the idea as well, man. But yeah, what about you, Axe? How's your week been?
Yeah, nah. You know what, yeah? I keep saying it, but my memory is not as... I don't even get my old dad. My memory is not the same.
You're like 35, aren't it?
I'm still in my 20s. barely.
Barely.
But it's just
making you forget times to turn up at the studio.
Yeah, Akin was late once again.
Mm. So this is what we do.
Once again.
It's important for them.
Just another day.
Joel's funny. The funny thing about the whole being late, Akin called everyone early this morning saying, "Oh, are you up? Because I don't trust that man. So that man aren't going to get up this morning."
I couldn't believe it.
And it was 20 minutes late to the studio.
I thought he was on time. He was just trying to see if I was late too.
Yeah. You know your man there. I saw your own axe. The man there, but
hands up.
How's your week? You're saying,
yeah, no, man. It's generally good. Mm. I'm up and down from London at the moment, between London, Wolverhampton, and London a lot. I was in Wolves actually because there's that project.
Mm.
I went to go see the builder yesterday at one of his projects. The CVs, you know, he's up for it and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks good.
You're trying a new building team.
Starting a new building team. Found a guy that recommended to me that I liked, you know, the sound of, and we worked well together. Mm. So yeah, I'm just gonna try him out. And yeah, just keep learning, man. I'm enjoying, you know, some of the stuff that we're trying to plan for Property Strat and stuff. So
yeah,
I feel like I can dedicate some time to it.
Big things coming.
So yeah,
why don't you go talk about one of them? Name something big that's coming.
Right now, there's some courses coming out. We've got a rent to rent course coming out.
I'm excited about.
We've got a today we've got a Warwick event. We're at Warwick today speaking.
Yes.
And we've got another event that we're looking to plan as well soon. So yeah, man, some exciting stuff and stuff like that. So,
I actually feel like now we're actually getting back on track from where we were before COVID.
Mm, yeah.
I'm saying we're actually starting to do stuff. Mm. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, people. But yeah.
What are we doing?
We've got a special episode today.
Going back to the basics with this.
Going back to the basic. However, everybody needs to remember and know this because... Listen, it's not easy being a landlord.
It's not, is it?
So today's topic or title to the pod is how to be a landlord.
Woo, woo, woo.
So we're just going to go through quite a few different things. You know, we're going to go through the process of deciding if you want to be self-managed or if you want to manage it yourself or if you want to give it to a letting agent. We're going to talk about certain things to consider in regards to your power team, insurance and deposits and stuff like that and tenancy agreement. And also, most importantly, all the documents you need to provide to tenants when becoming a landlord. So yeah, man, buckle up, man.
Just as a disclaimer, we said that we're most likely going to put out a course around this, but just because I feel like it's so necessary for, you know, any new time landlord to have this. You know, I say I wish I had this as a guide, as a real full time course I could take and refer back to. Yeah. So this episode is going to be almost an introduction to that course.
Precursor. Yeah,
it's not something that you can just do in one episode. Yeah. You know what I mean, it's quite extensive. Yeah, so
this is part one. This is part one of how to be a landlord. Yeah.
So should we start? Actually, before we start as well, let's plug Patreon as well.
Shout out to Patreon.
Come on.
Shout out to Patreon.
Come on, that's where we release extra content.
Shout out to Amanda,
yep,
who's taking on her first rent next week.
I swear to
God. Yeah, man.
Congrats, Amanda. Yeah,
man. It's not easy, man.
Shout out to Peter as well.
First one, man.
Spoke to him. Yeah, like, he's serious. He's hungry. You can feel it.
Mm.
Yeah, and he's so young as well. So it's like, if he just stays connected, man, who knows where he's going to be.
Honestly, you know, man. Some of these people are so, like, even when I was speaking to Amanda, she was just showing me like some of the deals that she's looking at, the way she's analysing it already, just the dedication to like learning her stuff, it inspires me as well. Do you know what I'm saying? I want to keep learning as well.
Mm.
Like, I'm just like, okay, cool, maybe I'm not doing enough, I need to keep getting my knowledge up. So yeah, man, you guys inspire us as much as you learn from us as well. So
yeah,
we're definitely grateful for you, man.
All right, so maybe we should go straight in with who is a landlord. I've got a definition here of what a landlord is.
Okay.
So a landlord, by definition, is someone who rents out a property they own. This could be via a lease or a license that is shorter than 7 years. And it's important to note that letting agents and property managers can also have the responsibilities of a landlord if specified in the contract.
Mm. Lovely.
So, yeah, lovely. So sometimes, like, as you're considered a property manager, you also have to do the same things that a landlord would have to do as well. So that's important to know. Like, you can't just say, okay, well, I don't own the house, so I don't have to get this and this sorted out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Go on.
Just to get into it, like, how has it been landlording? Or what are the sort of, what's been your experiences with landlording?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm going to firstly talk about my expectations and then my experience. So before I became a landlord a few years ago, me, I thought it was going to be just buy a house, rent it out, get money, buy a house, get out. It's going to be just repetitive, easy, smooth. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But little did I know, there's going to be hurdles in the way. I didn't know there was going to be hurdles in the way. Do you know what I mean? So, it's a learning curve. Like, I still get, like, new things every day. You know what I mean? New things every day. Last night, what someone texted me about, that someone said, they left the window open and then they went back home and it was wide open. They were saying, do I know if anybody came to the house or if the gardener was a gardener around, if the gardener opened a window.
Mm.
It's just random stuff like that. How do I react to that?
Was one of the HMOs, or that's just single?
It was one of the flats. Okay, it's one of the flats. Cool. So it's just random stuff like that, and it's just also dealing with tenants not paying rent as well, like over the past whatever years, like that always continues to be a it's very hard to have like that perfect.
When we started, we didn't count voids into
your calculations. Yeah,
now we do.
Because back then you're thinking to yourself, okay,
I'm just gonna find someone good, innit?
Yeah, you're thinking if I rent a house for £900, my mortgage is 3 bills, my profit is 6 bills.
Yeah.
You do 6 times 12. So okay, Matt, I'm on it already. You're never thinking about no voids or nothing like that. But it's and even when stuff break down and stuff, like, do you know what I mean? Who's paying for it? It's gotta be you. Do you know what I mean? All them kind of things, man.
This is why I think this podcast and this course is gonna be important, because we can help people to hopefully mitigate those situations. Not completely. We can't obviously
know every single scenario in the world,
but we can help in our experiences. But yeah, same thing, man. Like just in terms of, like, you just don't know what to expect in certain situations, certain tenants, so many different personalities, there's so many different kind of people. So many
different people,
and you just learn that this is a people's game, basically.
It is.
So you just have to learn how to deal with people, be considerate of the situation, and just have to be
patient with people.
I have a funny story about one of my friends.
Mm.
So one of the properties that he owned, that he doesn't own right now, but he was telling me, Kenny, you know, make sure that you do your checks with these tenants. So I was like, I always do. But he was like, no, but still, just make sure.
Mm.
And then I said, why? And he goes that there was a woman staying at his house. Everything checked out fine.
Mm.
She moved in. First month, paid.
Mm.
Second month, told him straight, I'm not paying. Do something.
Hey!
She said, take me to court.
That's
she told him,
mad.
Take me to court. He said, what?
And I bet she was really nice at the beginning as well.
You see?
I've got another story.
He didn't see it coming. So then she told him, take me to court. He's like, all right, cool. So what this guy did, I'm not going to say who he is, but what this guy did is, all of the things that came in the post.
Yeah.
He took it so that she wouldn't know what day she has to go to court. So we turned up at court. She didn't turn up. So he was telling the judge, yeah, look, this is what happened. You know, blah, blah,
that's
blah.
That's creative.
Yeah.
You know, that's creative.
I didn't turn up. So obviously they said, okay, well, she owes you 2.5 because she hadn't paid for 4 months.
Mm.
So she said that she owes you 2.5 plus court fees. The woman just disappeared.
Damn.
She just disappeared. Well, she went back home.
See, situation like that, yeah, I still count that as a win because yeah, you're able to get them out. You know how hard it is to get them out?
You are.
You know what I mean? That situation, boy.
But him, though, he's thinking, I just lost money. Bro.
Yeah.
So it's like it's, bittersweet, yeah, basically. Yeah, it's like, she's out. I can, you know, get, you know, some money coming in finally. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm not going to get the money that she wasn't able to pay me because she's just gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, I think another thing we need to note to people, when you're doing viewings, yeah, no matter how sweet this person looks, this person can be looking like an angel on that day.
I know.
Don't be fooled. See the other day, I did a viewing with this lady the other day. She came with her family.
I can try and move to her. Sorry, Karen.
You want to do this again? She's a big lady, old lady anyway. But anyway, she came to the house. She works at a hospital local. She's come now. And she's just giving me a story like, yeah, I've just moved into the area. Me and my husband, we're separated, but, you know, he's going to be helping me, supporting all this stuff, yeah? Mm. And then I'm thinking, nah, I got a really good feel from this lady.
She's like,
I love this house. I can really make it home. Yeah,
you're thinking they're going to adopt my house. Yeah, they're going to pay my house for me.
These times, we now went to go do the background checks. Why is this woman over 2,500 pounds to the previous landlord? In arrears. And she's still owing it to him. She said that she can cover the rent, but she's on benefits. So half of her pay covers the rent, but then the benefits is like, it's like she could barely pay rent, basically. And obviously she's with her divorced partner in it at the moment, but at any point they can just break up. And even at one point, she just messaged me and said, you know what? Me and him are arguing again. I don't know about this. And this time she was supposed to move in the week before, but we were hesitant. So just dodge the bullet there. Dodge the bullet, man. And I'm just like, imagine she got in now and she's saying to me, struggling to.
I know
it's not easy out here, but honestly, man.
Damn.
For real, man. But like, it's good anyway. But yeah, so my experience has been very. It wasn't what I expected, basically, to conclude in that.
Rude awakening.
Facts. So I think the next step, I think we should probably go into is deciding if you want to manage it yourself or deciding if you want someone to manage it. What are kind of like the pros, would you say, of getting someone to manage it? Let me start there.
Pros of getting someone to manage it, especially if you're living remotely and living quite far away from the property, is that obviously you're not having to deal with the day-to-day maintenance issues or tenant issues every day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've got like a HMO, Lord knows you're going to be getting calls every second of every day about one thing or the other, whether it's going to be something in the room's broken or something in the community area needs sorting out. So for me, I think the pros is that you're basically saving time and money traveling up there to the property, not having to go there, deal with it yourself, deal with the headache of tenants saying blah blah blah, this has gone wrong, and then you just got the headspace to concentrate on your full time job, your family or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I think that's like everyone's goal, to be honest. Just in general, I feel like it's important people do this anyway. That you start off, okay, you're gonna have to get your hands dirty a bit. You're gonna have to do things manually. You're gonna have to do things for yourself. But the goal should be to one day make it remote so that it can do everything it's doing without you there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that's one of the pros for me personally. Like at the start, say you know you're young, vibrant, you got the energy, you got the time. Yeah, you can do all of the running, you can do all of the viewings. You know, handle everything that goes wrong by yourself. But then after a while, let's say you got three, to have to do that for three properties, four, five, that's when it starts to get long. And then you might think to yourself, okay, I can pay someone to manage this for me, but I can have all of my time and I can do something else. That's where I think, you know, that's the sort of point at which it becomes beneficial to have someone manage it for you.
I think one thing people underestimate is them late night phone calls and late night text and random text and blah blah. Because anytime I get a message from tenants, back in the days,
I remember we had that one. Remember you was in Shisha the other day.
Oh yeah, remember?
You were stressed out. What's wrong?
So this is why systems are so important. So like I was saying, that people underestimate, unless you have a team that's managing it for you, they underestimate, or a system in place, underestimate them late night phone calls. So it's to avoid the headache, just it makes sense to give it to someone.
How many times, tell me how many times this happened. We've sourced the property for someone, found them a house, they're like, you know what, we'll manage ourselves.
I have no idea.
And then I said, wait, Goki always says to me, give it 2 weeks.
Give it 2 weeks, man.
And it gets to like the third week, hey guys, not to bother you. It's not that I can't manage it. And give me a story.
Yeah, man, because trust me, man, when you have people who know what they're doing or have set up a system themselves, bruv, £80, £100 less, you're earning £100 less, but you just got to think about your time, man. Like, anytime anything happens to that property, you're not dealing with it.
Trust me.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a blessing, bruv.
Dealing with tenants, it's not easy, bro. It's not easy because you need to pander to any of their emotions. Like, I had the tenant, during the COVID period, she was like, her mum died, so she hadn't paid rent, You know the tenant, but she's like a mum dad, she hadn't paid rent. So obviously in a situation like that, so sorry, like, I understand, don't worry, okay, cool, take your time, anything I can do, let me know. 100%. Cool.
As you should.
So months go by, oh, my nan died now. Okay, so sorry. Obviously it's two minds, isn't it? Like, I'm not insensitive,
but
exactly. There's one bit in you saying maybe she's lying. There's one bit in you saying you maybe can't be too insensitive.
Yeah, and if I'm a betting man,
you don't want to trigger.
I'm gonna bet she's lying.
You know, so it's just stuff like that because you need to make sure you're able to kind of deal with them kind of emotions and not be.
And that's why it's hard to say in it because I don't know if I've always done this myself in it. But you know how we say like you must want to get into property as much as you want to make money from it. You still have to be mindful of emotion. This is why I always say that you need a balance with partnerships, innit? Like, I'm a more of a caring person and people person. And in that situation, I'm going to be like, you know what? Take your time. Don't worry. 6 months go by and I look like a mug. This time she's playing me, bro. But that's what I need. I need a business partner to come in and say, big man,
Like,
good cop, bad cop.
Good bad cop. So, it's a balance thing. But
this works.
It's hard because it's definitely a people's game, innit?
Nah, for real.
Okay, so, it's definitely the bad cop.
Yeah, for real, man.
It's mean sometimes, innit?
I have to roll up sometimes. But yeah, so that's the pros of having an agent manager. However, there's a lot of you out there who would want to manage it yourself. And like I said, it can work. Like, do you know what I mean?
What I would say with the management before you get into self-management
is
that find someone that actually cares about you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I won't lie. You can go to an agent, a random agent who's got a 10,000 properties on their books.
Yeah.
And they won't give a crap.
They don't give a crap.
You'll charge 10% and they won't even look after your house.
I remember one time. I booked a place on booking.com and I was waiting there. The property manager didn't even turn up. So I had to book somewhere else and I had to get refunded. So some of them, they're managing people's properties, but they're not even around.
It's actually better to find little younger cousin Harry who lives local.
Yeah, cares and wants
who needs a bit of extra change that month and say to him, look, this is your responsibilities. I've written it out. I'll pay you £100. Look after it now.
Or, you could take a younger sibling on the books and just say, listen, this is just a little side hustle, but you'll be getting...
Yeah. And they learn from it and you get to benefit.
Pick 10%.
I'm not even tooting my own horn, but obviously even when we... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when we source property for people, and we end up managing it,
it's
our interest.
And compliments
to make it work as well. Like, what I'm saying is it's our interest to make it work because I know you're going to be a repeat customer, and I want you to do well.
Exactly.
I want your business to do. There's no point in me sourcing a property for you and it's not making money. Or the story is a tenant and I'm managing it for you. So if anyone has a property that they want to have managed in Birmingham, Wolverhampton, Walsall,
why are you thinking
that? And London.
You get me,
and London as well. Come on, man.
But yeah, so like I said, so now the next segment we're probably going to get into self management because some people can make it work and would want to make it work. You know, it might be hard headed. No. That £80, that £100, I want it in my pocket. Cool. But like I said, you can't make it work. However, there's a lot of stuff you got to consider. And we're going to go through it in this episode straight after we come back for a little break.
Come on.
Yo, Akin. Hey, yo, Gokes. Imagine an app that can track and build your credit score at your fingertips.
Huh?
Yeah, buddy.
How? Talk to me.
Fortify. It's a new app. All you do is put in your personal details and then you can link it to your bank account or all of them and literally track all of your payments coming in and out. And on top of that, it gives you your real-time credit score.
That's kind of mad.
There's more though. It's so intelligent that it will send you notifications to say that you're going to run out of money for an upcoming bill.
So what, it basically tells you when you're broke?
No, it told you that you need to top up.
Ah, I get you. So it's kind of like having your own personal advisor, but credit.
Something like that.
I'm already with a credit referencing agency though.
Yeah, but with Portify, you get the benefit of building your credit score with all three major credit reference agencies in one app.
What, like Experian and Equifax?
Yep.
Okay, big man. How much? Okay.
Only £9 a month, mate. And it doesn't do any hard searches to leave a footprint on your credit file. So it's really a no-brainer, seriously. Don't wait to build your credit next year.
Or the year after. Start today.
In fact, start right now.
Come on.
Results may vary. See Portify.co for more details.
Right, welcome back, guys, to the Property Strategist podcast.
Property Strat.
So we're talking today about how to be a landlord. The next segment is going to be, do you know, automatic is sometimes I talk in full speed because of WhatsApp. You know, when they do the times.
No, you don't.
1.5.
It's
only
that's a gem, though. It helps. I always use the Gox. Specifically,
I'll use it for you.
No,
I can always send 2-3 minute voice notes.
It's Kenny that does that. Kenny talks slow.
I do it. I talk mad slow.
Kenny says, like,
whenever you fast forward, it actually sounds normal.
It sounds normal.
But, all right, get back to it. Let's get back to it.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
It's actually good, though, but.
I don't know, seriously, sorry, man.
Are we finished? Can we get back to this point? So, next segment, like I said, we're going to talk about how to self-manage as a property investor.
Okay.
The first thing we're going to look at is advertising. Firstly, obviously, you want to find tenants. Like, what kind of platforms would you say make sense to look at? And is there, like, certain scenarios where you use certain platforms and other scenarios where you use other platforms?
I like Open Rent if it's like a nice single let.
Mm-hmm.
Because Open Rent, it does the checks for you. So from your point of view, you're the landlord, you've got the property up, cool. But then from their point of view, they would have had to like put in certain things so that Open Rent does the checks for you.
Mm.
So anyone that's coming should be legit,
mm.
basically. So it's a real, like, it just gets things over the line faster. And yeah, so I like to use Open Rent just for, like, you know, the single lets, just to get someone in there quickly.
Mm.
And, yeah. and just be done with it.
The reason why Open Rent is so good is obviously it doesn't just advertise on Open Rent. Obviously, it advertises on all the other platforms and stuff like that. So it goes on to Rightmove, Zoopla, Gumtree, all those other places. And yeah, you're right. Like for the single lets, for every reason, maybe because it goes into those main platforms, it seems to attract the right kind of tenants for the single lets. So those families, those young professionals, those people that are looking to stay in your properties for 2-3 years.
Mm.
Especially with the more quality properties as well, the ones that maybe cost more nearer to a grand plus or 1500, you know, you usually find better tenants on
Open Rent. Let me tell you where it's dangerous to find tenants. Gumtree. As much as I've found tenants.
Do you know what's even worse?
What?
Even worse?
What?
Facebook Marketplace.
I've tried both, innit? Don't get me wrong. I found a tenant from Gumtree before, yeah?
Yeah,
however, yeah, I remember turning onto multiple viewings, yeah? Mm. And what I come across is like copy and paste. The kind of vibe, the kind of energy. I already know what this is, yeah?
You
see people come into the yard. Well, who's going to be living there? Oh, my sister, me and my sister, my mum. Okay, cool. What do you do? They're self-employed. Okay, so... Because the thing is, it's so bad, yeah, but I've had it so many times, yeah, and I know for a fact, I'm not pulling the race card, but I think sometimes it might be because I'm black in it. Let me tell you what I'm about to say, yeah. There's been so many times I've done a viewing, yeah, with these Gumtree people, yeah, and they probably look at me and think, you might have it, they might not even be sly anymore. They just say, okay, brother, let's talk. They'll be like, brother, let's talk, man.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
£2,000 a month.
Cash
we just use this for. I said, pardon?
Yeah, that's how I bring off my English now. Yeah, yeah.
Pardon? So, what do you mean?
What do you mean, mate?
Yeah.
Queen's English.
I don't understand. Okay, let's use it. You want to use it for grow, you know?
Yeah.
yeah.
Pardon? No, sorry, we don't do that. We don't actually do that. So I had that multiple times in Gumtree. Got to a point whereby even my attitude was thinking. Like, I see them walk through the door, I already know what time it is. I'm there, look, like, hurry up and do this viewing. And, do you know what I mean? So that's somewhere to note. Like, as much as they might tell you, we'll pay 3 months up front, pay 6 months up front. When it comes to Gumtree people, like, the vetting has to be A1.
We need to reiterate this one, because some people don't hear it. I know you put all this time and energy into this thing. You get this house, and you see someone coming to the door and say, I pay you $3,000 up front.
You're thinking, what?
Listen,
thinking,
let's be honest. This is tempting, because this place is normally worth $1,200, $1,300. This is tempting. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it even be £900, fam. And they're saying to you, 3 bags. You're thinking, hey!
3 bags a month.
That's calm for me. I need to go to Ghana this December.
You do that maths and do three times 12.
Yeah,
you're getting Ghana this December.
I mean, I could just use that one back. I like that.
You do 3 times 12. So you're telling me I'm going to make 36 grand. Yeah, I don't need to worry about that. Okay. There's a no brainer. But your yard is done at it.
It's done at it.
So we'll mess up that house. Number one. Number two.
And if it gets raided, you're liable.
You're liable, because you can't say, oh, well, I only took cash. They'll bring you down. You got
so
no
you only took cash in hand. So you were, so what kind of landlord are you?
Right. So, yeah,
just stay away from
it. So so like we said, when it comes to single lets, Open Rent is a really good platform, because it posts it on Rightmove, Zoopla, and them things there. When it comes to HMOs, though, the go-to for me is Spare Room.
Easy.
Again, you know, you just tend to get a lot of people on Spare Room. Spare Room, like, the first go-to place for people looking for house sheds. You can also advertise your rooms on Open Rent as well.
Like Facebook as well, but Facebook groups. So Facebook Marketplace, and then there's Facebook groups. So you can find, go on Facebook, type in groups, and if you're like local to a certain university, for example, type in a university, look for students in that group, and just throw your rooms in there as well. I tend to get a lot of people that way as well. 100%.
No, that's good as well. So
and recommendation is last one as well. That's something that people look over as well.
Okay, that's a
someone
good point.
Has a really good experience with you, tell them, look, you send someone else, pay £50.
£50.
That's
and
it.
Then, yeah, man. They'll
a referral fee. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? And speak to other landlords as well in the area, because some people might be inundated with, like, tenants.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean? And you're just starting out. It might be a good shout to kind of speak to them. They might be able to refer some tenants to you, and if you want, you can pay them a fee for that as well.
1,000,000%.
So that's advertising. So obviously you advertise a property now, you got your first inquiry and somebody said, I'm ready, I like your house, I want a view, I like your house. I remember that feeling, man. The first time money drops your hand from a yard,
I still remember to this day, you know? I still remember his name.
I did as well. Jacob. Jacob.
Pay me 3 months up front.
Yeah.
Hey, that feeling.
Yeah, man.
Anyway,
man,
shout out to Harry, man.
Think you made it.
I
remember Esther.
Was a great investor.
I remember Esther, Esther took the mic, you know. She's living there with a son, daughter.
Write a book, eh?
Yeah, write a book.
My old uncle,
how
big tenants belly.
Done us over every past few years. But, like I said, you got your first inquiry. Now you got a view. It's time to do your viewing now, yeah? What next? So what other things would you say, like, to look out for, or to kind of...
So there's two ways we can look at this. Mm. This is you being the landlord and people coming for viewings, or this is you going for viewings?
This is us, because obviously you've got the house now, you advertise the house, this is you as a landlord, people are coming to you for viewings.
So obviously, first thing, make sure the place is clean, tidy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even if it's empty, just make it look clean.
Okay. As simple as that sounds, but it's a really good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's just things on the windowsill,
like dust,
you know,
and
dust,
cobwebs and all that
or
stuff.
You open up the wardrobe and there's stuff in there because you haven't cleared it out. Like, people, if it's a blank canvas, people are going to come in and they need to visualize what it's going to look like with their stuff. So if you haven't got stuff in there,
there's no point being halfway in it. Like, let me just leave this here.
Let me just leave that. Just either make it plain or dress it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I've noticed as well, like, obviously, some people want to start this whole process and think that they need to put in so much money to fix up the houses. So many times, we've done up a room, someone comes for a viewing and says, I have my own bed, I have my own stuff, can I bring it? So don't always be so quick to do all of the rooms up. Maybe just have a showroom and then have the money ready to do the other rooms when necessary.
This is like in the HMO, you're talking about HMO
capacity. So
in
the HMO, so have the money ready to do up the other rooms. But maybe just have a showroom and then the rest of the rooms option, like just give the option for people to move in and have it blank. You don't always have to, but just know that some tenants have their stuff with them and they don't want your stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, that is definitely very important. I think another thing to note as well is having plugins. We've spoken about this before, but
the smell of the house
is so important, man. Because
smell of an empty, damp house is disgusting.
It's disgusting. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Put the plugins. Pay that £5, £4, whatever, to get multiple plugins in the room, because the vibe is so important when people come into the house. You don't want them to start thinking,
And what some people on YouTube do, like them Beverly Hill tours of like the mansions and stuff. Mm. And what they do is bring fresh bread from the bakery.
Yeah, I heard about this actually.
Yeah, because apparently when you smell food, apparently it makes you feel like, yeah, this is home.
Oh, it's a motive,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, so they bring fresh bread, bakery, tell people, yeah, help yourself.
I'm going to take that one down. Anyone want donuts?
you bring Puff Puff.
People start remix it. They say fresh bread. This doesn't say donut. This doesn't say Puff Puff. Stick to their script. People don't like to listen, bro. They're adding their own Nigerian to it.
That's
a puff-puff. What are you talking about? Fresh bread.
Chin-chin, bro.
Fresh bread.
What the hell? I want to check what Nigerian said it, fam.
It reminds me of home. You are sick.
Hey, we're silly,
bro. You are sick. Oh, yeah, man. So that's so important. Like, when it comes to the viewing, like I said, firstly, we spoke about making sure the house is clean, obviously, all dressed up. Then we spoke about doing plugins and stuff like that. Yeah, anything else to consider before we move on?
I think we should talk about probably tenancy agreement, maybe.
But just before that, as well.
Viewing, though, is there anything else we need to cover?
Yeah. Type of viewing. So you can have an open house or guided viewing.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So obviously, open house, benefit of that is everyone is pitting against the same thing. So naturally, if you've got other people there that want the same thing, like, people are going to be more prompt, because they're going to know, okay, if I don't move, someone else could take it. So a lot of the time, people might want to do open house viewings. And there's obviously the guided viewings where someone books a time, you bring them in, here you go. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both of it. Because the guided viewing, you might want to say, okay, let me give these people my time so I can focus on one person. But like I said, you rightly said, there's competition when there's bare people in the house.
And obviously, if it's guided viewings as well, you're going to have slots for each person. So your time's going. But if it's open viewing, you have that same slot for like five people. So you've got your time to yourself. So there's pros and cons.
That's true. But
then if it's an open house, you can't have that quick, like, chat with one of them, negotiation. You can't really do it in front of the other.
Yeah, and they might not feel too comfortable to talk about certain things in front of other people as well.
Yeah, and say, hey, you know, I haven't got a job right now, but I'm going to get one next month.
Yeah, well, everything's there. But like you rightly said, the time thing you mentioned is very important, because let's say you don't live too close to the property, there's no point in doing one at 11:15 and you're doing one at 1:15 and doing that. So try and say, okay, we're running viz between 12 and 1. That's a 1-hour slot. Get as many people as possible in there. So, but yeah, so cool. So let's say you've done a view now, you find a tenant, tenant's coming now, I guess you've got to do referencing and stuff like that. Does anyone want to touch on referencing and what kind of things you look out for? And do you use a referencing agency or do you do it yourself? Or
so, first thing I'll start off with is I'd ask for details like bank statements or payment slips, just to know that they can afford the rent. Then I would ask for their employer's number so that I can give a call and say, I mean, do they actually work here? Are they going to be fired tomorrow? Are they on contract? How long is their contract? Or are they full time? And I would look at things like, let me speak to your old landlord. Let me see what they're saying about you. Because I've had it recently.
I actually do it as well.
Yeah,
sometimes some people just ask for it, but it's worthwhile to actually do it.
Yeah. Because I can talk for experience.
I was on Vibes. What's the number? That's fine.
Give me your landlord's number.
Have you paid? Go ahead, help me.
I've actually had it where somebody was meant to move in. So someone moved in.
I remember Drummer Boy was on that vibe as well.
I actually want to hear this afterwards though. So there was a girl that moved in. Well, that was moving in. Everything checked out fine. So I called her. So she was meant to move in the following week. So I called her landlord and I was like, okay, this is the situation. So what's she like? She was like, What do you mean? I was like, yeah, she's trying to move in. She's like, yeah, but she's still got 3 months with me.
Oh, damn.
And then I went back to her and I told her, yeah, you've still got 3 months. And then she just aired me.
Damn.
Aired me till this day. So I thought, all right.
No, it's so key, man. So key. But it's tough. This is why self-management sometimes is a bit tricky, because sometimes you could call a landlord. Landlord's trying to get rid of that person.
Yeah.
I would just lie and say, oh, yeah, fantastic tenant. Oh, great tenant. But do you know what I mean? But more times you're going to get landlords that are going to tell the truth, because they understand it. But do you know what I mean? Because just to get rid of them.
if you're a bad landlord,
yeah,
yeah, then you would do you that. But lie. If you're someone's like, nah, this person's done me over.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, mate. Yeah, no, they're terrible.
Yeah,
they're a terrible tenant. Can't, you know.
I do actually tell us. Someone just give any number, like any name or number, and say that's.
Yeah,
a
they technically
well.
Could.
Exactly. No, that's exactly that's what I'm saying. That's why the questioning has to be so intense. And that's why sometimes it's even okay to use a. Tenant referencing agency, but if you are going to call directly yourself, you got to try to catch them out and say, okay, what's the address? Okay,
have you ever used land registry to find it, like, the previous
the owner? Yeah. That's a good gem, actually. Like, you dropped
that. I actually haven't done that. I usually just use the credit, the agencies that do the background checks.
Land registry is a very good one because land registry got £3
exactly.
Because and then if the name doesn't say Harry,
yeah, it's you know, the same last name,
like, hang on a minute, what's
Harry?
Gordon just made it up, you know what I mean? And yeah, so that way you know that there's something fishy, there's something fishy going on.
Yeah.
You get me? So now that I think there's a way to automate that process as well, but that's what it costs, isn't it? Coming up with the course. But there's a way to all literally automate that process and kind of make sure people can just have all the information.
We've got minutes left. Are we gonna go through? How many more are we going through? Because this is obviously a part one.
Yeah, so we'll touch on
visitations.
What's that?
Visitations.
Visitations. No, that's the prison. Man said visitation. What did you mean by that?
I mean, so you've got the property rented out,
uh-huh.
and now you need to go there.
Oh, inspections.
Inspections. Wow. Visitations.
You come from Nigeria.
You came from Nigeria
a couple days ago. Man said,
freshie, man.
Man said visitation. Okay. So that's what you tell tenants. I'm coming around tonight for visitation.
Sound
like a perv.
Hello.
What's that? Coming out for a presentation.
I'm just letting like, anyways. Yeah. Cut that bit out.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
All right. So, as inspection, a landlord, you may want to regularly see this actual property because, as you know, sometimes you could leave it for 6 months.
So, this way you've got someone in, yeah?
Yeah, you could leave it for 6 months and then you could basically see it then and they've trashed the whole place.
Mm.
Whereas, if they have an understanding before they sign that you're going to be visiting every month or every 2 months,
Sir, man, I have to jump in. We might have to cut this bit out.
I know why. Because I think we're going through a process.
Yes. You jump.
You should have just flowed with it.
No, because then we're going to have to come back. It's fine. It's like 2 seconds.
I was going to say, oh, yeah. I know you're going ahead.
Because the tenant hasn't moved in now.
And then let's move.
No, but the tenant hasn't moved in. You're talking about visitation. I know. But I'm saying the tenant hasn't moved in. So maybe we should talk about tenancy agreement. You've got tenant now. You've got to give them tenancy agreement.
Okay, so let's cut that one.
Then if you want, yeah, we'll cut that one because I think.
Yeah, because we have to finish.
It's easy to cut anyway.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about tenancy agreement and be like, the next, then we can leave, innit? Have we done 30 minutes?
Yeah. All right, yeah. So you asked me a question. You said, what's next?
Even a minute left.
And then I said, yeah, so what are we saying? What's next?
Tenancy agreement.
Tenancy agreement's next. Mm-hmm. So speak to me about tenancy agreements. What type of tenancy agreement do you need for a tenant? So let's say you're at the stage where they've, you know, signed everything. Well, they want to sign, they like the property, and now they want to move in. What do you present them?
So, so you've they've moved in now. You need a short-hold tenancy, so AST, right? Contract. And this is basically what lists all the roles and responsibilities, all the clauses that you have, and some people even have something called a addendum, whereby they kind of add small clauses to add on to just make sure you're covered. Like this, getting this right is so important, and having the right tenancy agreement. Don't just Google tenancy agreement and think it doesn't work like that. Make sure you get the right one, kind of thing.
Yeah, we're actually going to bring out one of them for you as well.
Yeah,
that we use just to make it so easy for you because we know that. If you're starting for the first time and you're trying to do this, you're thinking, okay, but what do I do?
It's long as well.
So where did they sign? Where do I sign? What does this mean? What does that mean? So we'll make it super easy for you to just click, name, sign, date.
And it's so important because obviously sometimes tenants just leave, innit? I'm sure you lot have experienced that. Tenants just up disappear. And leave. So you need to make sure you put the right things in there that say, okay, if you do up and leave, I can still come and get you kind of thing.
I can still charge you for the end of your contract.
Yeah, so it's just those little things. Yeah, those little things. So. I think
let's leave it
one,
with that
as
part one because there's too much and part two we can do part two, part three, and the course is going to pretty much do everything in detail.
I have some videos and practical sort of things so we can show you as well, so some of these things we'll put in the video format so you can see it as well.
So
that was being a landlord, how to be a landlord,
part one.
So stay tuned for part two.
Stay tuned.
Peace
out.
London. I'm feeling